from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And then you really don't have the luxury of paying so many defensive players big money.
Well, I know. The cap goes up, too.
Yeah, but not enough to accommodate what they would then have to do, I think. Because if Wilson plays out of his mind and you're like, we can't let this guy go. Like, we've got to punt on Fields here. This sucks, but, like, we've got to let him do what he wants to do. You're paying Wilson, what, $35 to $40 million again?
Baker Mayfield got 30. So, yeah, in that neighborhood.
Okay.
That's
so
the kind of renaissance rebound season we're hoping for from
Cam
Wilson.
Cam has this year left on his deal. So it would come, like, off the books, so to speak. But then you'd be putting $24 million. So you'd be putting $54 million into two players in their mid to late 30s at that point. For just that season.
Yeah. The thing that I am saddened by is that it feels to me like he's trying to put a good face on it. You'll hear it in these clips. I do think he's taking it personally because it is about him. So how else do you take it? And I think he almost feels like it's an affront. I'm still a really good player. Don't look at my age. Just look at my production. I'm still really good. Look at all the sacrifices I've made. Look at all the things I've done. I'm practicing right now. I'm not holding in. I'm not holding out. I'm out there.
I think he's finding out that this is usually a one-way street with fans and with the team. That everyone can say all they want what a family, it's, you know, family atmosphere the Steelers create and how Steelers fans will revere you like few others do, but that the I'm being a good guy here and trying to be a team player is a one-way transaction.
And I just don't get the sense from hearing the way he's sounding about this. I don't think he's like, I'm going to go do this because it's close to happening. I don't want to miss any practice. It'll happen in the next few days or the next week, and everything will be copacetic. Everything will be hunky-dory. I honestly think he knows that he's in the middle of a very either protracted negotiation or difficult negotiation, or maybe he's been told that there's really no negotiation at all, and he's got to live with that. But that's – I think some people might infer that because he's practicing, that means something's close.
I don't
detect in the way he's talking like it's right around the corner for him.
So Donnie's landlord has tweeted in helpfully with this.
This guy is
small,
on the ball.
Sharp.
He likes to be a part of the show, the landlord.
Cam's,
I hope he's cutting Donnie a deal on the utilities.
Cam, well, he tells me every time he sends something that I find to be insightful enough to use, which is most of what he sends, that it's Donnie owes an extra month on his rent.
Utilities included in the rent?
I'm not sure, but he's listening right now,
Don,
so he'll be able to tell
you
us.
You got to pay the utilities on your own, you get it right in there on the rent.
No, there's like a couple that are included. It's one of those deals.
Parts
water?
Yeah, they pay the water, and then we include that in the rent, so yeah. They pay like the water and sewage.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay,
but so they charge you for it, though.
Correct.
They say, hey, okay.
Yeah, it's just all rolled in as part of it.
I gotcha,
it. Okay.
gotcha.
Well, he said, now you told us that Cam's people might look at DeForest Buckner's contract as comparable.
I mean, they could. I don't have that.
30-year-old guy.
I don't have that confirmed.
Okay,
but
you
think
they could. Okay,
yes.
So you think they could. I want to be clear. Here's the real comp. Cameron Jordan.
What's his deal?
2 years, $28 million. He's 30. He's like the exact same age as Cam Hayward.
When did he sign it, though?
He signed it for this year. He signed through next year. In 2024, it's a base of 1.2, but there's a restructure bonus in there. It's a 2-year, $27.9 million
I got to be honest with you.
It includes 28.4 guaranteed. So the average value on that is essentially, just to say round numbers here,
$14 million.
It's a $14 million a year deal
that's
for the next 2 years.
That's what Hayward's making right now. I think if that's what Hayward wants, I think he'd have a deal right now.
They'd be willing to do that because he's a better player than Cam Jordan.
Yep,
Jordan's a very good player, but Hayward's a little bit better, I think.
I think that would be done.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's the Steeler. We both on this show really like and respect Cam a lot on and off the field, but that is an actual comp deal right there. A player who is also very good into his mid-30s at your position functionally, your place on the field, and that's what he signed.
Let's hear Hayward on being a Steeler for life, potentially.
It's my goal, yeah. Not everybody thinks like that. And we'll see what happens. You know, I want to be here. A lot of football to be played this season and then, you know, a couple seasons. But I can only focus on what's in front of me.
Give me him on motivation without a contract, Don.
It's a motivator, yeah. I'll say the least. You know, when everybody's against you, kind of just want to shut everybody up. Feel good. My groin is great, if you really want to ask. I don't feel any lingering effects with that. I feel excited just to be out here and dealing with what I dealt with last year. I was nursing it during training camp last year, so to be full strength and not really have to worry about it is a really good sign for me.
That clip of him saying, when everyone's against you, it motivates you. That's an exaggeration, but we've done this before on the show, and maybe it's a good time to revisit it and do it again. I do believe if you asked our listeners, do you want to give Cam Hayward an extension, yes or no, more people would say no than yes.
Correct. Because I think more people put the team before the player in that situation and would just look at that as a risk they didn't want to take. I think this is one of the more difficult situations in recent memory for them, though, in general, for the team, with a specific player. As long as he's been healthy, he really hasn't slowed down in terms of productivity.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure that the groin injury last year is something that you could chalk up to aging, Pony.
Yep.
But he is at an age and he is at a position where it is an incredible roll of the dice every year, wondering whether a guy will, A, maintain his level of health, and then, B, maintain his level of productivity.
But let me give you two historical examples that I think go against what you're saying. So that's fans looking at Hayward and looking at it completely objectively and not letting emotion or sentimentality get into it. Two guys that were beloved here, just like Hayward, I feel like fans let emotions with Marc-Andre Fleury and with Andrew McCutchen get in the middle of both those things big time. I mean, fans still bring up the fact that they stopped watching Pirates games because they traded McCutchen, even though they got Brian Reynolds back in the trade.
Correct.
The Penguins let Marc-Andre Fleury walk in the expansion draft because they had a goalie that had helped them win two Stanley Cups, and people were pissed off over that.
There were people who
rooted, a lot of people.
There were people who actively rooted against Matt Murray.
Even though, especially in the Penguins' case, that was the right call.
And Murray looked like he was going to be a very good to great goalie.
In the McCutchen case, controversial, but the execution of the trade was great.
Right, they got a player who's their best all-around
and
player.
So I don't get the sense at all that many people.
Football's an ice cold sport when it comes to sentiment.
I don't know, man. I mean, we had a lot of fans that said let Ben Roethlisberger play.
They were wrong about that.
I know, but a lot more of that than we see right now with Hayward.
Because there's a fondness for the quarterback, I guess.
Why isn't there a fondness for Hayward? He's about as good of a guy as there gets, and he's always productive.
I guess my point is there should be more fondness for Hayward than there was for Roethlisberger, but the quarterback's always going to be seen as having delivered titles.
Like, I think there was the same thing for Troy. Troy was a better player than Hayward, not by a ton, but he was better.
I think, well, I think in
he
Troy's
won Super
case,
Bowls, but I mean,
in Troy's case, everyone saw the decline, though. I do think most Steelers fans understood that he had declined pretty precipitously.
No, I know,
end.
But I still think it was one of those situations where it was tough for people to watch him get pushed out the door, even though it got designated as a retirement, just like Bruce Arians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think initially Troy wanted to retire, but that's the way it worked out. In this case, I think, honestly, 412-928-9370, we do have tickets to give away, so we'll put this to work. Do you want Cam Hayward to get a contract extension, yes or no? My guess here is, Donnie will open up the phone lines here. Sonny Gray is back, our intern, producing. We will try to get 8 to 10 people queued up here, and most of them will say no. Thanks for the memories, Cam. Go play for the Browns or another team next year. We're good. If I had to guess.
Oh, boy, if it was for the Browns, that'd be pretty funny.
Max Talbot played for the Flyers.
Yeah, I mean, people didn't hold that against him, mainly because he ripped their guts out by getting his face punched in.
412-928-9370 is the telephone number. We do have tickets to give away to a big event next month, so if you want those, call in and give us a take on the Hayward conversation. Do you want the Steelers to give him an extension before the season starts? 412-928-9370. We're live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook here until 6 right now. Donnie, headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's harder in the off season because everybody's got a freaking opinion about it. You know, right now, I just like being out here with the guys, being out here to focus on trying to get better. You know, I ask the dumbest questions in the room, but it's more to just remind myself and then just educate others.
I've got a freaking opinion on it. Do you? 412-928-9370. Do you want the Steelers to give Cam Hayward an extension? Just reading the tea leaves from his Q&A with reporters, it doesn't sound like anything's close. It doesn't sound like he's over the moon with the state of negotiations. He's just out there going to practice and focus on ball and then see where things go from there. Do you want the Steelers to give their Walter Payton Man of the Year award winner and multi-time Pro Bowler and All-Pro a contract extension? 412-928-9370. Hayward said everyone's against him. Are you one of those people that says great memories, great player, but too bad? 412-928-9370. I had Keanu Benton ranked as the 8th best player on the Steelers roster, and that is another one of the reasons why I wouldn't do it. Same thing with Jaylen Warren to Najee Harris. I think Benton's going to become their big guy on the defensive line.
A so rising star.
That's the guy you're going to want to pay in the next couple
would you
of years.
Do the, would you do, you said it would be done if this is what Cam wanted already. Would you do the 2-28 Cam Jordan deal?
I would.
Cam Jordan is a 4-3 end, so he is more of a pure rush guy. He has better sack numbers, all that stuff. But I would do that too. I think that's fair, but clearly the play – here's the problem. Cam Hayward has had very much a known thing that the back half of his career, it's like played out in reverse. He's become better with age. And I think it's hard if you're that kind of player and you feel like you still have a couple of years left in the tank to get what you want. Because no team in football, no matter how like devoted to you they are, what?
Sorry.
What?
I got distracted.
By?
I'm going to admit it this time. The Raiders have a doll.
I already know what it is.
Patrick Mahomes.
I know. Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog with a Chiefs jersey on and Mahomes' hair, and they're just trolling him at Raiders practice.
Would you like this?
Which is hilarious, but what are you doing, Raiders?
They might lose 80-0 in both games.
I know, man.
Can you imagine if the Steelers were tormented by Brady like that, and one day there was a Tom Brady doll that they were making fun of?
Oh, my God, I'd murder them on the air for
that. I was going to say. So we're laughing. Anyway,
yes.
The problem for Cam Hayward is very simple. I'm sure the Steelers love and value him, and even though it's a business on their end and they have to treat it as one, there are probably some human element feelings in him towards him that are very warm from that front office.
I'm a little bit surprised the owner hasn't stepped in and just said give him his money.
Well, because I think the owner might understand even, like, he's at an age where we just feel very cautious about doing something like this, and it's a lot of money, and he is productive, but they do have to put business first at some point. You have to make hard decisions.
Here is, as my thing collapses and shuts down, here is Rod on the fan. Hello, Rod.
How are we doing?
Hey, man.
I think they should keep him if they can get him reasonable. Now, I know that might be hard to do in itself.
What the hell's reasonable, Rod?
Yeah, give us your definition of
reasonable. If it were reasonable, I think he'd be under contract right now.
Two-year deal you're giving him. What is a reasonable dollar value?
You're giving him $25 million a year, Rod.
I don't know if you can do that. If the rumors are true, and with the NFL getting hit with them fines and that from DirecTV and all that for that Sunday ticket, and they're saying now that they might not even raise the salary cap much next year, or you're gonna be capped out if you can't do it.
Let
for
me
a
do
high
this
doll.
Like an auctioneer, Rod. Do I have $30 million a year for Cam? Or no, I'll start high and go low. $45 million over 2 years for Cam Hayward. Yes or no?
No.
44, 43, 42, 41.
I think you got to get anywhere from 25 to maybe 30 tops, but.
I know he doesn't want that deal. He does not want that deal.
Maybe he'll take it eventually.
Here's a quick thought.
Thank you
does
for
he
calling,
want to
Rod.
See if the Steelers will give him the opposite of a hometown discount, a hometown thank you, and if he doesn't see that anywhere else on the market, he'll take.
I got to be
whatever.
Honest. I thought the Steelers not asking him to take a pay cut
was their
version
you.
Of that. Here's Mike next. Hello, Mike.
I'd keep him.
Okay.
I'd pay him because we need.
The whole team to be built on defense. Let's just make every high-paid Steeler a defensive player, Mike.
Well, if we're going for it on defense, we're going for it, right? And we need him to mentor our young guys. Young guys don't always pan out, Kenny Pickett. You know what I mean?
Why aren't these young guys listening to him the last few years when he's been in the locker room, Mike? He's been there the whole time for all these knuckleheads.
Exactly. I'm talking about the linemen. We got some good young linemen, but we need someone leading them, right?
Okay, I disagree. I mean, DeMarvin Leal has been an utter bust, and he's been around Cam Hayward the entire time he's been on the team. So I don't put a lot of stock in that. Do you?
No, I mean, I think it can help a little bit, maybe, like stuff that we never hear about where a guy gets brought along and learns the ropes of being a pro, but I don't think having Cam Hayward in there turns an otherwise bad player into a good one.
And I don't think having Cam Hayward around kept Deontay Johnson or George Pickens from acting the way that they have in games, clearly. Benny's next. Hello, Benny.
Yeah, I mean, you got Greg Lloyd, you got James Harrison. They know when someone's done. And I mean, contract disputes with Le'Veon, and they replaced him. It's time. I mean, there is someone, like you said, Keanu Benton's awesome. It's a money game. So, yeah, I mean, I love him. I love Cam, but it's there's a dispute, and you're looking at what's best for the Steelers, you got to let them go.
Do you agree that they know when it's time?
No, not always. Joey Porter, it's funny that I'm bringing him up today, but he left the Steelers and then won defense or led the league in sacks, I believe, with the Dolphins his first year there, did he not?
I think he did, actually. How about Hargrave?
Hargrave is a guy they let go who's turned into an absolute star for two different teams. I mean, he's been phenomenal. There are other examples, like Emmanuel Sanders walked out of here, and granted, they signed the right receiver of those three.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Sanders was highly productive.
I think generally speaking, they do get it right more than they get it wrong.
But that I think that was more true the closer we were to when free agency actually started than now. I think occasionally now they will get them wrong.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. A Donnie Football Debrief is next in 25 minutes. Omar Khan on 93.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. It's the PM team live at the Rivers right now, a headline. Donnie Football Debrief time. It's his segment, his way. It's brought to you by Steel Mill Saloon. Is this in Washington? No, this is Mount Washington, not Washington, PA. Got to come down to Washington, PA. A lot going on.
Yeah, but you're there.
Yeah?
No, I mean,
oh,
I
close
just,
by.
I was just saying that to be
a jerk.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Pony. The other day I was having a nice conversation with your neighbors, Howie, Texas Keith,
yep.
at Stella's birthday.
Yep.
Texas Keith especially, not very high on the Shar Houston football program this
year.
Oh,
not at all. Yeah.
Texas Keith sounds truly the most Texan of any person
yes,
I've ever
does.
Talked to. He is the most Texan-sounding Texan I've ever met.
But guess what? He has evolved. He has actually adapted to living here. I think he told Donnie he likes amateur wrestling more than he likes football now. He's more into...
I feel like amateur wrestling's probably a big deal in Texas, too, though.
Oh, not like Washington County, Chris.
McGuffey, Clay... Well, wait. Claysville is, I think, McGuffey High School.
Is it?
I think. That's that area.
Trinity, Cannon Mac. Cannon Mac puts out some wrestlers. At least
McGuffey
they used, to.
Used to be really ridiculous.
But I was
this.
And maybe our listeners, I know this is the Donnie Football Debrief, so I'll throw this in there. Zach Frazier, Keanu Benton were high school wrestlers that are now Steelers. I was looking at the Olympic betting odds here at the Rivers, because you can bet on all the Olympic sports. It's really fun. I'm looking at men's wrestling in every weight class. We're not a favorite in many of them, Chris. Where have we gone wrong?
Well, you got to think about a couple of countries here that you might not think of as being a force.
57 kilograms.
Romania, Bulgaria,
okay.
Iran.
So 57 kilograms. Serbia has the guy with the best odds.
Okay.
74 kilograms.
Have you seen the Jokic brothers? They're all psychos.
Kyle Dake from the United States has the best odds. Okay, that's good. 86 kilograms. Hassan Yazdana from Iran.
Iran.
What are they doing there?
Iran so far away. Well, Kurt Angle beat a guy from Iran to win the gold medal on a broken freaking neck.
97 kilograms. Ahmed Tazhudinov from a country that's abbreviated BRN. What the hell would that be?
BRN? Britain?
No, that would be GB.
BRN?
I don't think that's...
Bahrain?
Maybe.
Wait, what's his... Spell his name out. Now I want to check.
Last name is T-A-Z...
Yeah.
H-U-D...
Yeah.
I-N-O-V.
I got it. He is
it's saying Brunei.
Bahrain! Holy crap,
great
I got
job,
it.
Great job, Mulsey.
I got
very
it.
Good. And then 125 kilos, the big weight class. Another Amir Hossein Zarey.
Iran?
From Iran.
Yep. Iran's a huge country, one, with a lot of people,
But how
too.
Are they beating us in wrestling? Just like we had to get serious
They're putting
about,
them in the gyms early on.
But just like we had to get serious about
They're
basketball
wrestling.
Again after we lost in the Olympics in
sure.
Greece. Before the team in 08 in Beijing, we have to do the same thing with wrestling, Chris. We cannot let the Irans of the world and the Bahrains.
So you got to get Bahrain. Well, I got news for you about Ahmed Tazhudinov, Russian athlete, who now, because they can't compete, he went to Bahrain.
They're not allowed to compete because of all the world issues?
Sounds pretty shady to me.
Yes, because of the world issues, yes. Because they're literally at war with another country right
now. Well,
I
do like that those athletes don't get penalized and are allowed to go seek
Well, I don't know how my
exile somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know how he did this. I don't know like what his deal was to get over there, but he got there.
But am I wrong?
We got to get Cale Sanderson and what Troy Letters was the kid from Shaler who was a great wrestler.
We got so many great wrestlers right here in our backyard. We should be putting wrestlers in the Olympics and beating Iran's ass.
You know, we got to get Sami Zayn in there, Roman Reigns.
Well, there is a Whipple kid in there.
Who?
Spencer Lee.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's up there. I saw
Franklin
his name
Regional.
Here.
Right. Well, I went to high school with a girl named Jenna Herbert. Her brother, Jake Herbert, I think, was an Olympian.
Spencer Lee's the
second. He was an Olympic wrestler.
He's got the second best odds. What's 57 kilos translate to? That's a small kid.
That's
he can still beat the crap out of me.
Probably like in the 120s.
Well, this guy from Serbia is favored to win that weight class. I think I'm going to watch some of this stuff at the Olympics.
Jake Herbert. Jake's my age. He went to like NA.
Yeah.
He was a two-time NCAA champ. Internationally, the guy has won a bunch of world championship medals. I don't think he ever actually won gold. In fact, he missed out on bronze. Yeah, his sister loved to smoke pot, though.
Would have gotten along with my mom.
My
mom was smoking pot
marijuana.
And dancing up a storm at the party.
I mean,
Stella's party.
You didn't introduce me to her.
Donnie, I don't think she would have remembered, pal. Don't take that.
Well, I could have remembered.
Yeah, that's a bad job.
I didn't get introduced to either of the pony parents, Chris.
Yeah,
what do you think of that?
That's a bad job by me.
Yeah, that's not great.
That's a really bad job.
Would not call that great.
And it's also been a bad job by me in the debrief because I've completely hijacked it. Donnie, what do you got for us?
The debrief, July 25, 2024. Jerry Jones made some comments today at Cowboys training camp. This is from Jane Slater from NFL Network. Very funny quote, I think, from somebody like Jerry Jones and someone from his ilk. Quote, "In my life, I've had a lot of things I wanted that I couldn't get because I couldn't afford."
Wait, who said this?
Jerry Jones.
What
did he want? The Cowboys owner.
What did he want to buy? A continent?
Yeah, maybe like a private island. He probably
I'd like to buy the country of Brazil. Sorry, sir. That would cost you many trillions of dollars.
I think the right answer here is Super Bowl. Because he has not won.
How about a
one
playoff?
Of those.
How about a couple? How about an NFC title game
yes,
appearance?
Yes, that's right. That hasn't happened since 1995.
How many playoff wins do they have since the Super Bowl 30 win?
They beat the Eagles. Sorry, Seth. When McNabb was the quarterback, they beat the Lions, and they beat the Seahawks. I think they've got three.
Wait, when did they beat Seattle a couple years ago?
They beat Seattle. Yeah, that would have been in.
No, because they were playing Seattle during that horrifying Romo game where he fumbled the snap.
No, they lost that game, but they beat him with Russell Wilson as the quarterback. That would have been in 2019.
They have three playoff wins since they went to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
They have not sniffed an NFC title game, let alone a Super Bowl return appearance.
Yep.
That has to gall him beyond comprehension.
Oh, the amount of gall.
But here is the problem. He's the guy who wants it so badly, and he's the main impediment. Apparently, I follow that guy, Marcus Mosher, who's like he's based out of Erie, but he's a big Cowboys blogger, and he occasionally gets Steelers fans fired up in like the Watt Parsons debate or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, the scuttlebutt around the Cowboys is they are screwing up royally because Parsons wants to be paid like the best linebacker in the in the sport, the edge guy.
Yep.
Lamb wants to be paid like the best wide receiver in the sport, and he's close enough that that's like a plausible request on his part. He's a top three or four guy. And then they got to figure out what they're doing, if anything, with Prescott. Like, and this is all Jerry Jones butchering the situation, by all accounts, from those Cowboys people.
I hate the Cowboys so much. The first time I, like, sneaked booze. Do you remember when they lost to the Cardinals and Jake Plummer?
Yes, I do.
In the playoffs?
Yes.
I think I was in seventh grade.
Snuck booze in seventh grade.
And my mom had a bottle of Jägermeister that was in the freezer.
Again, not surprising at all.
And I just poured that baby out, untwisted the cap off, and gave it a nice solid swig.
How'd you feel about it?
I'm like, is this what this stuff tastes like? Cause
put it right back.
Booze is ass. It was. I'm
did
not.
You put it, did you put it back?
Yeah, but I also put a little water in there to make it look like it was back to its normal.
I'm sure your mom wouldn't have noticed anyway. My mom.
Would you ever do that stuff? Put a little water
no,
in there?
No, because my parents never really kept liquor in the house, and I was like a fairly well-behaved kid. But my mom grew up in a bar, so she was like kind of sensitive.
I love this bar.
It was attached to their house, so she really wanted to make sure we didn't like get into booze early or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And she made, my brother was almost 5 years older than me, so he would have been about close to 17. I was 12. We were in my mom's family bar. She pours out a little half shot of Absolute for me. I think she made my brother take a whole shot. And she just said, I want you to try this so you know how bad it tastes and don't ever have a temptation to do it. So I had to do that. And she had like a cup of water there. And I was like, that's horrible. I think my brother had already started to occasionally partake. And so I think he had to do the, oh yeah, mom, it's disgusting routine. But old little Malzy, it worked. That trick worked. I was like, I'm never drinking, mom. This stuff's gross.
Donnie, how old were you when you had your first drink?
Probably like 13 or 14.
I love it. I feel like grandma football, the one that had like those big jugs of wine,
probably
sneaked you a little bit. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, she. I mean, so I didn't live with her full time.
You can't count
until
Sacramento
I was, like, 20,
wine too. You can't count Sacramento wine as a drink.
No,
right?
I'm not.
I went to like my first 9 year old kid pitch baseball game smelling like old stale Strohs. My dad told me to throw out a bunch of old beer cans and like empty them out over the hill in the backyard. They were all, for some reason, shook up and they exploded all over me. So I went to a baseball game soaked
some.
In beer.
You should have given it a little run for its money there.
I mean, I could smell it. It doesn't smell good when you're a kid.
All right, that was the Donnie Football Debrief. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, low of 61 degrees. Coming up next, Omar Khan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.